in India, there has been from time immemorial a class of people known as Vedic Brahmins. Vedic Brahmins. And what they have been known to be? They have been known to be in their daily routine, which is different from other people, different from other people, different from other people. Their daily routine is centered in one word, dharma, duty. Duty, duty. Other people's routine is centered in little things, either a few coins, some money, or some friendship, some appreciation, something, very isolated values. But this class of Vedic people, a class of Vedic people has that total knowledge of natural law, the Veda, in its totality and in its expanded version. In its totality, the Veda they contain in one syllable, ah. In expanded version, they see the Veda in all the different values of variety, infinite number of diversity. So India is a country where this class of people is maintaining to whatever extent the essential total value of natural law. A lot has been distorted by the foreign rules in India, and that we say, that was the time value. Doesn't matter if a lot of fruits, a lot of flowers and leaves and branches of the tree are distorted, but the seed, inside the seed, the hollowness, which is nothingness, can never be distorted. Like that, the basic commander of the universe, the basic constitution of the universe, Ved, cannot be disturbed. It is eternal, it is transcendental, self-referral, where smritis are there, memories are there. This ocean of memory, which is Puran, the Puran, and smritis and shrutis, the Veda that one hears. This whole wonderful treasure house of all knowledge and all potentiality of dynamic action is contained in the brain of the Pandit. And we have heard what the brain means today from Dr. Hagen. Total brain. And in the scientific age, the total functioning of the brain can be measured by a card, brain card. I was very delighted. For the first time I have heard the objective measurement device for the brain functioning. Brain functioning is on that level from the consideration of consciousness, which is all-pervading infinity, infinity, all-pervading infinity, pervading all the galactic universes, how many galactic universes, suns, moon and all that. But that can be measured by a card of Dr. Hagelin. It's a very good discovery of Dr. Hagelin. It's very timely. It's very timely that even in the objective activity we see who is the actor, who is acting, total brain of the human being. Brain, total brain in the human being is having a lively, that level of consciousness which is the field of all possibilities. And this is practically demonstrated by the Vedic Pandits through the word yajna. Yajna means ya-gya. Ya means which. Which. Gya means knowledge. Gyan. Which is gyan. Yajna means gyan. The process of gyan, what gyan is, the bundle of gyan, what gyan is, that gyan is knowledge. What gyan is, is yajna. And yajna, this Vedic tradition has kept lively in the field of performance, yajna performance, yajna chanting, yajna reverberating in the field of speech, yajna being performed in the field of objective substances. It's a tremendous field of skill of taking something, performing it through a special technique and producing something. This is, and then another side is taking nothing, just thinking and creating something. On the other side, taking something objective and transforming it to something else. That means total capability, the master of all dynamism. And where this total capability is? Absolutely in eternal silence. So the seat of the Veda is in silence, transcendental consciousness. Through transcendental meditation, human mind accesses that area which is a field of total knowledge, which is a field of total action possibility. This is human potential.